This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There are now more cases of the coronavirus outside China than in it. President Donald Trump says that he will discuss the coronavirus threat to the United States at the White House in about an hour and a half. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The virus has a toehold on every continent except Antarctica, with Brazil confirming Latin America's first case. It's hit some 81,000 people around the globe, and the president's been trying to minimize fears of the virus spreading in the U.S. But Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the nation must be ready.
We fully expect we will see more cases here in the United States. We have to be mentally prepared and also as a government prepared.
Lawmakers on both sides are dismissing the Trump administration's $2.5 billion emergency budget request for dealing with the virus. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is asking for more than triple that. The president's defending the administration's response to the virus and says he'll have a news conference with CDC representatives, among others, here today. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
After their fiery debate Tuesday night, the major Democratic presidential candidates started Wednesday in South Carolina courting black voters, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Just before Joe Biden got the endorsement of the highest-ranking black member of Congress, Representative Jim Clyburn, he told ministers he's not taking the black vote for granted and says character is on the ballot.
Sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020.
Bernie Sanders, who's been dominating in the primaries, compared his socialism remarks to Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
This is what he said, and I quote, "This country has socialism for the rich and rugged individualism for the poor."
Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Tom Steyer also spoke about their commitment to racial justice. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News.